Say, Lord Jesus, I have ears that hear. I have eyes that see. And my heart does perceive. You've been talking to me. I want to take you back on the 13th of February again, because of these words that were given. There's a clear instruction, and I'm going to read the whole thing because it needs to be understood that we're in a transitions place. We're not in the same place we were just sitting taking in information. A transition is happening in my people, whom I have called to be a light in these times and seasons in the world today. Confirming your word, John. Transition is happening from within, starting with your spirit, then soul, then body. This is happening individually and corporately. I believe you tasted some of that tonight. There will be a shaking, there will be a churning and a cleansing to prepare you for the new mantles of seven spirits of God. They are new because they come to a more mature bride who is now ready to accept them. Say, I am new.
I am new.
Because there's more maturity in me. And I'm ready to accept what you've prepared for me. The next level of the word is that I have already placed a mantle of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and revelation on many of you. I repeat, I have already placed mantles of wisdom, mantles of understanding, mantles of counsel, mantles of revelation on many of you. Now here's the star. Walk in them. Three times over. Walk in them. Walk in them. The more you close the gap between your spirit and soul, the easier it will be to walk and release what I have prepared for you to release. My heartbeat and yours are beating together. That is what is creating the shaking and the churning on the inside. Total compatibility, functioning as one heartbeat. Soon what has been unseen will be visible to all that have eyes to see. When I went through that again, I was pressed to go back to the lesson that I gave you on Sunday about the upcoming crown of oil. And I'm going to try to back it up a little bit so that you can catch on to what we gave on Sunday and build on it. So the promise of the Spirit is the blessing of Abraham. Did you hear that? The promise of the Holy Spirit is the blessing of Abraham. Let us never forget that. There may be lesser benefits included in the promise, but they all fade away in our eyes. If, like Abraham, we look for the city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11, verse 10 through 16. That's Hebrews 11, 10 through 16. And it will work. I'm sorry. And it is a work of the Holy Spirit to bring forth in the earth this holy city, this heavenly Jerusalem, this Mount Zion, this church of the living God. See, they're all the same. Different titles. And to bring into her, to fullness, to completion, to perfection. See, the goal is to perfect us so that we will become like Jesus. And if we cooperate, we will reach that goal. Hebrews 12, 22 and 23. And it's confirmed in Ephesians 4, verse 8 through 16. Having understood these things, after much perplexity and bewilderment, the disciples were able to understand why it was expedient for Jesus to go to the heavenly throne. He had to leave. He couldn't remain. His going away would not mean that he would lack anything, or that they would lack anything, or that his promises concerning the kingdom would fail. It was only in going away that he could come to them again in such an indwelling of his presence, that he who was with them could now be in them. So they walked with him for 3.5 years, and he was never in them. But after he left, and he released his spirit on the day of Pentecost, then he came into me and into you. That's a whole different ballgame. It is a whole new creation that never existed in the earth up until that day. I can remember saying to the Lord, you know, they say Pentecost is the birth of the church. It's really the birth of the sons to become. It's the sons that began to function with the anointing of Holy Spirit inside of each of them, as well as me and you, so that we don't remain like the rest of this world. And it would be there from the heavenly throne that he would have all power and authority to rule over all nations, as well as over all the heavens. Can you imagine? He's the King of Kings, but he overrules. And he's, you know, when the Holy Spirit took over tonight, I kind of knew he was doing something, because something happened this afternoon. There was a switch that went on this afternoon. And I felt holy anger. And I said, Lord, what are you up to? And he says, just rest. Well, you know, you already know my nature. I'm nosy. I want to know. Okay? And I want to know. And you know what? I reminded him, I was created to be nosy. I was never satisfied with the, oh, it's a mystery. Mysteries for me were an insult. Even when I was 12 years old, 13, 14, don't talk to me about mysteries. I would literally turn off. I literally would. And I can remember Sister Superior when I was in the eighth grade. She'd say, will you ever be satisfied? And I said, never. I just literally, hey, I'll never be satisfied. I want to know what makes it work. I can remember me and my buddy standing in the front porch of the convent. The school was right there. And we had these nice red gowns on, and we were going to be confirmed. And we just debated on how much of a slap we were going to get. Because that's what you look forward to. And I can remember many years later, at 37 years old, Holy Spirit comes in, and my buddy, who's now with the Lord, said, "How do you like that slap?" And I had a new language. I didn't get an insult. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. You see, He released His Spirit in me, and I tasted the traditions of men, just like many of you, and it was not an accident. It was a plan. So the more that you try to focus on why and why and why, instead of, wow, He's doing it inside of me. He's changing me. He's transforming me. He's recreating me in the image of my Father. My DNA says I'm His son. That's your fault.
His DNA.
His DNA is my, yes. So I know He comes again in kingly power and dominion. But it is not to begin the kingdom. Hear me. It is not to begin the kingdom. He came the first time to do that. And He went away to continue doing that. And He remains there till the precious fruit of the earth is to be harvested. That's us. He's harvesting me. Come on, put your hand over your heart. Say, He's harvesting me.
He's harvesting me.
I'm not looking out there. I'm looking inside.
I'm looking inside.
I'm the precious fruit.
I am the precious fruit.
Of the earth.
Of the earth.
And He's harvesting me.
And He's harvesting me.
Then He comes to cut down the fruitless trees. Whoa. Did you hear that? Then He comes to cut down the fruitless trees, to root out the tares, to burn up the chaff, to consume the stubble, to bring the total devastation, all the works of man, or all the works of my soul, or all the works of my flesh, where I used to live. You didn't blow up because your new creation took over. It was a test and you passed it. And I love you for it. And it is also to gather the wheat into His storehouse. Matthew 13. I'm that wheat that He's pulling in. He comes to consume all that is corrupt, socially, politically, economically, religiously, environmentally. How do you like them apples? He comes to consume all that is corrupt, socially, politically, economically, religiously, and environmentally. He comes to gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth. Say, I'm the righteous.
I'm the righteous.
I'm like a beautiful diamond.
I'm like a beautiful diamond.
And I shine.
And I shine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not just for Leah. For me too.
Yes.
Amen. I shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Hear me. Shines forth. Hallelujah. Matthew 13, by the way. 41 and 43. He comes to reap the harvest of the kingdom, not to start a new one. We only see through a glass darkly concerning these things. But when his fiery judgments have been finished, God has this exhortation for the nations. You hear how that word is right on for today. It's not for next year. It's now. Be still and know that I am God. Take a nap, Kim. Rest. I'm in control. Don't get bent out of shape over what you're looking at. If you're looking at that and it gets you out of control, shut it off. For he is bringing the nations to devastation that he might be glorified. Psalm 46, verses 8 through 10. Better write that one down because I have a sense it's important. Be still and know that I am God. For he is bringing the nations to devastation that he might be glorified. And he's going to use people you don't like. He's going to do things that you don't understand. But trust him and not the newscaster. Like the disciples of Jesus, many of God's people are trying to pressure Jesus to get involved with the politics of the kingdom, while he is concerned only about righteousness. They would pressure him to show them the way to the throne, the way to the presidency, how to get the right men in the Supreme Court. Did you hear that? Whereas he would seek to show them the way to the cross. They want to know the steps of glory that would lead to Solomon's throne of ivory. But he wants us to follow his steps to Golgotha. Got my friend over there that's been to Golgotha this morning. Got roasted quite a bit. He would have us to continue praying, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. And this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in my sight. A new and better covenant. The whole burden of the New Testament, and especially of the epistles, which came as a result of his ministration from the heavenly throne. Did you realize Jesus was in heaven when all those letters were written? And he was dictating them to his sons. Peter, James, John, they were all unable to write what they gave when they were older because Jesus was in heaven. And his spirit was in his kids. Got it? His ministration from the heavenly throne is that the heavenly ministry of the Messiah is more excellent than an earthly ministry could ever be. The heavenly sanctuary is better than the earthly one. Yeah. The heavenly mediator is better than the earthly one. The Melchizedek priesthood is better than the Levitical one. The new covenant is better than the old one, which was weak through the flesh. The blood of the new covenant is better than the blood of the bulls and the goats. The old covenant was written on tablets of stone. The new one is on fleshy tablets of my heart. The blood of bulls and goats merely covered sin for a season. They could never take them away. In the new covenant, sins are done away with, never to be remembered in heaven. So what are you doing reminding him? You're wasting your time. He's forgotten your sin. And never again to defile the conscience of a people that have been purged from death, dead works to serve the living God. Where I used to live, I no longer live. The sins I used to have as a problem have been covered and forgotten. It's time that you agree with him. The application of the blood of Christ to our hearts and minds. Soul erases sin and its scars, that we see them no more, even as God sees them no more. Okay, we hit a brick wall right there. I want you to close your eyes, put one hand over your heart. Say the application
of the blood of Christ Jesus
to my heart
and to my mind.
So erases the sin and the scars of that sin.
That I see them no more.
Even as God sees them no more. We need to be on the same page.
Instead of arguing about what we did.
That old woman died.
I've risen again.
Out of death into life. Hallelujah.
I am holy.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
I am righteous.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
I am justified.
In the courts of earth and heaven.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
And it's settled.
Hallelujah.
Take a deep breath. Now let it be sealed. Let it be sealed right now, Lord. Let this truth be cemented in with super glue and never be able to rip away from them. Everything about this ministration of the new covenant from Messiah's heavenly throne is better, better, better. This is the kingdom that Christ is now establishing in hearts of men in this earth. Say, this kingdom that Christ is now establishing
in my heart.
Because I'm a man
in the earth.
I'm a woman.
In the earth.
Wow. Our prayer continues to be, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He has all power in heaven and in earth to make it happen. Not someday. It's already done. He has a priestly people walking in union with him who continue to pray that it will happen. Creation continues to cry out for the manifestations of the sons of God. Romans 8:19. And be assured, the lesser brethren of Christ are not going to be manifested in any other way than the way their elder brother was manifested. The firstborn is the example. And you better make up your mind. That's the bottom line. Jesus did not suddenly drop down from heaven, wrapped in glory, manifested in the earth as the Son of God with power, nor will his younger brothers. Isn't that a cool one? Nor his younger sisters. Jesus was born into our humanity, and God was manifested through him in the weakness of his humanity. He tasted everything you and I could taste. No exception. He grew up under discipline, learned obedience through the things that he suffered. I don't know if he carried a 50-gallon drum, though.
A 50-gallon?
He carried his cross daily, not just the one time. When he carried it to Golgotha. All through his life, he walked under the shadow of the cross. His lesser brethren will certainly be manifested in the same way. For Jesus says, I am the way. They too must know rejection, suffering, learn obedience as he did, and become disciples who count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus their Lord. Only as they suffer with him will they be manifested as his sons and reign with him. Romans 8:17. Romans 8:17. God's first and special son was manifested in weakness, in poverty, in rejection, in suffering, long before he was manifested as the Son of God in resurrection glory. So will it be with his younger brethren. They will not be manifested as sons of God with power and glory until they have all been manifested in the earth as followers of the Lamb and showing forth the love and mercy, virtues of their Master in the midst of weakness and mortality. How foolish to think that they are above their Master and that one day they will just drop down from heaven to the earth as glorified sons to deliver creation from her bondage. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm getting it. I don't know if I like it, but I'm getting it. And I will obey. As long as you pour in the grace I need. And if I need a double dose, so shall it be. The abundance is there for me. I need that greater grace to go through the tests and then see the victory. And those that are having a hard time that I carry in my heart, they also will taste the goodness of the Lord, the grace of my Father, and the favor of the Lord to get through every test and to look back and say, this was the Lord's doing, and it surely was manifested. Because I can see. I can hear now. I even comprehend some of it. The mysteries are disappearing. And the light of Christ is continuing to radiate through me, in me, and touching many as God ordained. Hallelujah. Thank you, Papa.